On with Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez. Joining me now, my man Austin Mahone. What's going on, man?
What's up, bro?
I'm doing well. Thanks for stopping by. You got a new mixtape out?
Yes.
For me and you.
Yep.
And I hear this is a new direction for you.
It is. I mean, it's kind of new, but I'm still, you know, sticking to the pop lane. You know, I'm throwing some R&B in there.
Okay, so yeah. A little R&B and
yeah.
and
some soul.
And some soul.
Yeah.
But also, I hear a little of your Texas roots.
Yeah.
Might be coming into play.
Of course, bro. I'm from Texas. I got to throw those Texas roots in there. You know, got to bring the countryside out.
Okay, so a little bit of everything right there. Now, the big single is Lady.
Yes.
With Pitbull.
Yep.
How did that collaboration come about?
Well, Pit had the song, and he was like, you know what? I want to give it to you. And I'm going to, you know, I'm going to stay on, I'm going to feature on it. And, you know, it was just a great song that we did together, another feature. So
yeah, he's a real cool dude.
Amazing dude. So nice.
And you guys have worked together a couple years now. Mm-hmm. How was New Year's Eve in Miami with Pitt?
New Year's Eve was amazing, bro. We killed the stage. We closed it out. The crowd was just bananas, like down the street in Miami, like wild.
And I know you're from Texas, but how did you end up spending or moving to Miami? How did that become home?
Well, my managers found me and they're from Miami and they said, you know, come down to Miami, you know, it'd be a lot easier to work because, you know, there's not much of a music scene in Texas. So, you know, we moved out to Miami, you know, started our process and that's pretty much how it happened.
Well, I mean, there's a lot worse places to live. That's a pretty cool city.
Exactly.
Right there,
exactly.
A lot of Latin vibe down there.
Exactly.
Perhaps a Spanish album later on.
Absolutely.
Work on your Espanol.
That'll be in the works too.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Now, well, speaking of albums, what is the status on the debut album? Can we expect it in 2017, Austin?
Yes, you can. I'm not sure exactly what date it's going to be coming out, but it's going to be coming out this year for sure.
But this is the year.
Yeah.
Nice, man. And we talked about your collab with Pitbull, and I know you also work with 2 Chainz.
Yes.
And Juicy J.
Yep.
Which is really cool. Mm-hmm. If you had a wish list, who would you like to collab with?
I mean, I'm really open to collab with anyone who wants to work because I'm just down to work with whoever, but I like to collab with Drake, George Strait.
Diverse.
Yeah. Like I said, got to get those country roots.
Those would be two very different songs.
Those would be two very different songs.
Get them both on the same song.
Get them both on the same track.
Yeah. That'd be even better.
Bring two worlds together.
There you go. And I know you were recently over in Milan for the big Dolce & Gabbana. Let me say it again. For the big Dolce & Gabbana menswear show.
Yeah.
First of all, how was Milan, man? How'd you like
it? Milan is crazy, bro. The food is amazing there.
Right?
Everyone is super cool. Like Dolce & Gabbana, they just treated me like family when I walked in.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet. So what's the big hot style in menswear?
What do you mean the hot
style? What were you modeling?
I wasn't modeling anything. I was just performing, but they gave me like this suit, like navy blue, like embroidered, like flowers on. And it was crazy.
Nice.
But the models were rocking. Like it was like, a real medieval type thing. So they had like crowns and like capes and like,
no, like casual wear.
Yeah.
Like casual, like king's wear.
So we are just a few months away from your 21st birthday.
Yeah.
Man. 21st birthday. Mm-hmm. So
what did you do for your 21st?
Oh man, let me tell you.
take us back.
I don't
take us back.
Time
my
we
21st
have.
Take us back. Here's the thing. My 21st was like Mardi Gras, and that it lasted a week. I partied and all
that's
kinds
how
of different.
Do
that's which how, that's how you got to do it.
Yeah.
But Vegas was the mainstay right there. But the crazy thing for me is I grew up in San Diego on the border town.
Okay.
And when you cross the border, the drinking age was 18.
Yeah.
Okay. So we used to go over like as young as like 15, 16.
Yeah.
Right. This was back in the day. So it was sort of anticlimactic when I...
Right, because you had already been...
I've been drinking for like five years. It sounds awful. But you know what I mean? It was legal there.
Yeah,
not that I condone this, but and not that you should either. Now I'm like the, dad. But with that said, see, you got me all opening up here, Austin. With that said, how are you planning to celebrate the 21st?
Probably. I mean, I'm gonna be in Miami. You know, like you said, I'll probably bounce to Vegas, you know. Do a few things, make the rounds.
Do a couple parties.
Yeah, I'm not
right
sure
there.
Where I'm going yet, but you know it's gonna be fun.
Okay,
and you gotta be there.
That sounds good.
I'm not having the party unless you're there.
Oh, look at that! I'm ready to take it next level right there. I'm like the cool chaperone for that party. All right, I want to put you.
Why
on
Why's
the
your
spot.
Dad here? That's Mario Lopez.
Yeah. Hey, come on! Look like Pops right there. That'd be cool. I'll keep all your girls in check right there. All right, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. All right.
Cool.
What's one song you wish you had written?
One Dance.
Okay.
Great song.
Yeah. First show on your DVR.
I don't DVR anything.
You don't DVR anything?
No.
Top show on Netflix then.
Stranger Things. I'm excited for season 2 coming out Halloween.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Celebrity crush growing up.
Mila Kunis.
Okay. Yeah. You ever met her?
No. I would love to.
Yeah. I'm getting picked. Time travel destination, if you can go back to any era.
Probably like old Western days. And I'll probably bring like my iPhone and like maybe like a super nice car. Just to like freak everyone out and be like, yo, where's this guy from? Like,
yeah, I never said you couldn't bring anything back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There are no rules. Yeah.
What superpower would you like?
Let's see. What am I feeling today? it changes. I'd like to shapeshift today.
Shapeshift? Wait, what is that?
Turn into anyone or anything. Ooh. I might turn into you, Mario. Take over the show.
That's deep. Yeah. Hey, you probably do a better job. Get into it. Oh, I like that answer. Well, listen, you can find For Me and You wherever music is sold, and you can follow him on Twitter at Austin Mahone. Thanks for coming out, man.
Thank you for having me, man.
You
appreciate
got it. Don't forget your boy when I hit to Miami.
I got you.
All right.
On with Mario Lopez.